Well, finally today, if you missed it last night, all I can say is I am so very sorry because yesterday's World Cup soccer match between Team USA and Ghana, oh man, truly one for the ages. The U.S. had led for most of the game 1-0, and then with about 15 minutes left, Ghana scored.
And oh no, it looked like heartbreak for the U.S. But then, with just a few minutes to go, an amazing play from a substitute named John Brooks.
Susie to take it.
With a name like that, how could he lose? The header from John Brooks off a corner kick made the difference, giving the USA a thrilling 2-1 victory. Now, normally here at Radio Boston, as you all know, we talk sports every Wednesday with only a game host, Bill Littlefield, but we decided we had to get Bill in a day early to talk World Cup soccer. So how you doing, Bill?
Hi, Anthony. Are you, in fact, claiming kinship with John Brooks?
He's unrolling the family tree and looking
yes,
for
I'm
him.
Yes, I'm sure that you're in the library checking out
I've got
heritage.
My people looking into that right away. I want a piece of that.
I would think so.
Well, Bill, I watched the game from start to finish last night, most of the time with my hands over my eyes because I couldn't believe what I was seeing, and especially given the history between the United States and Ghana. But I got to ask you, how high out of your chair did you jump when that corner kick ended up in the back of the net?
Meghna, I have to make an embarrassing admission. I was on assignment in Bridgeport, Connecticut, covering a minor league baseball game because Pete Rose was in Bridgeport to manage the Bridgeport Bluefish, and I've been had to get down. And believe me, independent league clubhouses do not have color televisions to cover other sports events. And I asked the guy who was covering the baseball game for the local paper, hey, what about the game between Ghana and the U.S.? And he said, the what? So I got home at 10:30 last night, I watched the highlights, and that's all I can claim.
Well, you were on duty, so all is forgiven. But for both of us, I jumped far high out of my chair. It was a big moment.
Yes, it was a big moment. Great moment. And
Bill, I can't get over this. So wait a minute. You missed this World Cup soccer game because you were covering a baseball story?
I was covering the return of Pete Rose to baseball.
The sad irony of that.
And more about that on Only a Game on Saturday, and you realize just how silly it was that I was there. But anyway, there
it was. Bill, this is a really big deal for the U.S., right? Because, I mean, Ghana takes soccer incredibly seriously. We were reading today, they even rationed electricity going into last night's game so that everyone in the country could watch. They even imported power from neighboring Ivory Coast and shut down several aluminum plants in order to have enough juice so that the whole country could tune in. I love these details. So how important is this win to the U.S.?
Well, it's enormously important, mostly because the two teams, everybody said before the action began, the two teams that they have to face next are both probably better than Ghana, although having lost by 4 goals to Germany, Portugal may no longer qualify for that distinction. The beautiful thing about the World Cup, I think, is that the entire plot changes day by day, depending on which underdog knocks off which favorite. I mean, as I came into the studio today, Brazil and Mexico were playing 0-0. This isn't supposed to be the way that half. You know, Brazil did not look terrifically impressive in the first game. They certainly had not been able to solve Mexico in the first half. Extraordinary. So, you know, what happens in Brazil if Brazil comes out of that game with a tie or even a loss? And it's the same. You know, Portugal looked very strong. Oops, no, lost by 4 goals to Germany. Now, Germany looks stronger than ever. What happens if Ghana rises up and hammers Germany? It's not likely, but this is the beauty of this event.
Okay, I just want to ask you one more quick question about the World Cup, Bill, because, you know, last time we were talking about this, we were talking about how this could be Clint Dempsey's cup this time as team captain for Team USA. He scored with like 30 seconds into the kickoff.
He apparently heard us and within the first minute of the game said, yes, I think it might be. The beautiful thing about that goal was Dempsey, often you think of him as a power kind of guy, you know, a kind of a bull. And that goal was really characterized by significant finesse, the way he stepped around the last defender and then tucked the ball into the goal. It was, as a friend of mine who follows European soccer says, that was a European goal. Yeah. You know, that was really something.
And then it all came down to Cousin John.
You found him. You all found right. him on the family tree, and I assume he's not too far away. Good.
So, Bill, while we have you, I want to talk a little bit, ask you a little about some sad news yesterday from the world of baseball. San Diego Padres Hall of Famer Tony Gwynn passed away at the all-too-young age of 54. He died of cancer. Your thoughts on the passing of the guy who was really known as Mr. Padre?
Well, not only Mr. Padre, but Mr. Hitting. Mm-hmm. I mean, an extraordinary hitter, a great hitter for many years, and a lifetime batting average somewhere up around, what, 330, something like that, when he finished. Had a reputation for being at the park early every day, studied his swing, studied the film, knew pitchers as well as any hitter in baseball, and a great sadness, as you say, for him to pass away at this young age.
Really, too young, remembering Tony Gwynn. Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game, which airs Saturdays at 7 a.m., again at 7 p.m. He joins us usually on Wednesdays. Thanks for coming in today, Bill.
My pleasure, Anthony. Thank you.
And Bill also promises that he's never going to miss another World Cup match, especially when Team USA is playing. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.